USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is pleading guilty to a DUI charge. He was sentenced Tuesday morning in a Northern California court to 5 days in jail, but was credited for good behavior and time served, and will serve his time doing court work for 3 days. Pelosi was charged after he rammed his Porsche into a Jeep in Napa Valley. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Record-breaking flooding swept through the Dallas area on Monday. Many people found themselves trapped in their homes and even their cars. Jerry Richardson said there was over a foot of water inside his home after being rescued.
And it's about over a foot, I guess, in the house, about a foot in the house. And it's, everything's just flooded with water.
The official National Weather Service record station at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport stated that this is the most rainfall the area has seen in a 24-hour period since 1932. The area saw more than 9 inches of rain before the skies cleared up Monday afternoon. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is telling Americans to leave Ukraine. It cited the potential for Russian strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities in the coming days. Tomorrow marks 6 months since the start of Russia's unprovoked invasion. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Delegations from over 40 countries attended a virtual summit about Crimea, an area of Ukraine annexed by Russia in 2014. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims Russian President Vladimir Putin is ignoring previous commitments to honor Crimea as Ukrainian territory.
We will never recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea or any other Ukrainian territory.
A mystery illness has dog lovers taking note in one state.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge says one of the men charged in connection with the murder of reputed Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger will remain in prison as he awaits trial. Sean McKinnon had been on federal supervised release when he was arrested last week in Florida. He's charged with being the lookout when Bulger was beaten to death in his prison cell 4 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.